各位听众大家好，欢迎收听今天 English Digest. I'm Tina.
Hi, I'm Bill.
今天跟明天呢，我们要看的呢就是所谓的 West Side Story, 西城故事。然后呢到了第二天，我们会有一篇阅读测验来测验同学对于这两天呢文章的了解。所以呢我们来看看 Have you ever been to the musical West Side Story, Bill?
Well, all I can say to answer that question is, when you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Wow, well, I've never been to that kind of musical, so, well, I don't know. I'm not sure if you're a good singer, but, well...
Oh, not sure I'm a good singer. It's a song from this musical.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it many, many times, both at the theater, you know, an actual play, a Broadway style, and then there's a very famous movie that was also made...based on this musical, I've seen that a number of times as well.
Oh, I see. 所以其实啊，这个西城故事呢，不仅是一个非常有名的 musical, 它也曾经呢被改编成为电影。那么 Bill 老师啊，已经不晓得看过多少次了。所以今天跟明天呢，我们就要来介绍这个西城故事有些什么特别的地方。所以我们就先请 Bill 老师帮我们把今天的文章念过一次。
Standing face to face in an alley, two rival gangs square off. Members of one side snarl. Those on the other side look like bulls ready to charge. Suddenly, one boy whips out a switchblade. The opposing youths back away in unison before realizing it is only a comb. The boy pushes a greasy curl into his perfect hair. Behind him, fingers begin snapping to a catchy tune.As if on cue, both gangs thrust their left legs above their heads and spin around, kicking off a battle dance. The Broadway musical West Side Story is a classic romantic tragedy, an adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet for a more contemporary audience. The setting is post-World War II New York City, rather than 17th century Italy. Instead of the Montagues and the Capulets,The feud is between the American-born Jets and a Puerto Rican gang known as the Sharks. Tony is a member of the Jets, while Maria is the sister of a shark. One night, in a dance hall, their eyes meet and their souls melt into one. Unfortunately, continued bloodshed between the gangs prevents them from being together. At the end, believing Maria to be dead, Tony roams the streets and shouts for the Sharks to come out. Lo and behold, but who does he see but Maria?She is alive. But just as they move toward each other, Tony is shot dead. Maria, heartbroken and furious, blames the two gangs equally for her loss. Both sides, at least temporarily, cast aside their differences.
Wow, Bill, you are a very, very good storyteller, especially for a thriller one.
So, a little bit of a dramatic voice there when I read a story, I guess.
没错，在第一段的时候呢 ,Bill 老师为我们把今天的情节呢做了一个预告。有没有听得出来他用的语调跟平常不太一样，就在叙述一个呢紧张的气氛。好，那我们就先从今天的第一段开始咯。
All right, well, we're going to set our stage here.You know, I've said that phrase before, set the stage, and it's perfect for this story because a play takes place on a stage. And when you set the stage, you get it ready. And that's what this first paragraph and the first sentence is all about, getting us ready to understand this story. We do it by saying, standing face to face in an alley, two rival gangs square off. When you use the phrase face to face, you're showing that you are facing someone else. They're looking at you, you're looking at them, and also that you're kind of close. In fact, you're close enough for something to happen. That's what's happening here because the two rival gangs are squaring off. Rival basically means that they're enemies. They compete for something. In fact, it does not have to be an enemy that you want to fight and hurt.It can just be someone that you play against in a game or someone that you fight against, like in a war. Those would be rivals. A gang is a group of people that hang out and do things together, like you might have in a school or in a city. Here, these gangs are squaring off. And this basically means they're getting ready to fight.
好，我们先来看看这一个句子的句型，一开始就是一个分词构句，来强调呢是同时进行，所以他们面对面的呢站着，然后呢站在一个狭窄的巷弄当中。主词 two rival games， 其实 rival 呢可以解释成为在比赛当中的对手或者是竞争者。那我们常常讲到啦，最主要的对手，我们就可以讲 arch rival。A-R-C-H， 然后再一个连字号 rival， 那 game 指的呢就是一些帮派咯。那这两个呢敌对的帮派 square off， 那这里解释成为摆好打斗的架势，准备呢要来打一场架了。
Well, members of one side snarl, and those on the other side look like bulls ready to charge. Members are people who belong to a group or a gang, in this case,So all the people on one side in one gang, they're snarling. When you snarl, you kind of breathe really loudly through your nose, make an angry sound, you know, kind of like roar. So you're snarling at the other gang. And the other gang, they look like bulls ready to charge. When you charge someone, you run at them very fast.And that's what bulls will do if they get mad at you.
所以咯，这里讲到的敌对的两方，首先一方我们用的就是 one side， snarl 就是有咆哮、怒吼的意思。当然咯，要打架之前那个气势呢，要先把它摆出来。那另外一方的话就叫做 those on the other side。那么他们看起来呢，就好像是 bulls 这些公牛 ready to charge。这里的 charge 呢，我们解释成为攻击或者是 attack 的意思。那其实 charge 呢还有解释成为收费或者是用信用卡来付费，我们就可以说 charge it， 这些都是关于 charge 常用的用法。
Well, suddenly one boy whips out a switchblade. Uh-oh, now we're talking about knives here, because a switchblade is a kind of knife. In fact, look at the word. The word blade is at the end there, and the blade of a knife is the metal part, the sharp part, part you don't want to be holdingNow, a switchblade is a special kind, though, that it has a button on the side, and if you press the button, the knife comes out very fast. That's why it says whips out the switchblade, because when you whip something out, you pull it out to use, but you do it really quickly.
没错，这里提到的呢就是 one boy whips out， whips out 就解释成为突然的抽出了一把 switchblade， blade 这个字呢解释成为刀锋，那 switchblade 就是弹簧刀咯，所以整个架势看起来非常的紧张。
The opposing youths back away in unison before realizing it is only a comb. This is kind of funny. Opposing means that you're on two different sides, so we're saying that both gangs are backing awayYou also know that because it says they do it in unison. When you do something in unison, it means you do it together and at the same time. The most common usage of this would be to talk about people singing in unison, singing together at the same time, usually also singing the exact same things. Now they do this and then they realize that it's not really a knife, it's just a comb.
对啦，所以很好笑的是呢，原来啊这只是一把梳子而已。好，那么前面的句子呢，它的主词是 the opposing youths， 那 oppose 这个字呢原本是对抗反抗的意思，所以另外对抗的这一方呢 back away， 这里当作动词就是往后退咯。 in unison， 刚刚呢就是 Bill 老师有解释啦，如果大家一起的唱歌，我们就可以讲 singing in unison， in unison 就是一致的，结果啊才发现啊 it is only a comb。
Well, the boy pushes a greasy curl into his perfect hair. Behind him, fingers begin snapping to a catchy tune. So we continue to describe what happens here. When you push a greasy curl into your perfect hair, it just means you're putting your hair back into place. And the word greasy is kind of gross. It means has a lot of oil in his hair. And they used to do this back at the time that this story is set in, around the 50s and 60s, as we'll find out.Then behind the boy, fingers begin snapping to a catchy tune. So here we have these guys getting ready to fight, and all of a sudden they start snapping their fingers because they have this catchy tune. When you snap your fingers to a tune, it means you're snapping with the music, using the correct rhythm. And a catchy tune is a tune that grabs you. It's like it catches you because it's really interesting.
所以这里就想象一下这个画面咯，两方对峙，结果抽出弹簧刀，但是后面呢，结果啊是一把梳子而已，所以他就呢梳了一下自己油油亮亮的头发，所以这里用的形容词叫做 greasy， 也就是非常油腻的。然后 behind him， 在他后面呢，大家就开始弹起指来啦。那么这里的弹指，我们用的动词就是 snap。当我们说 snap to a tune， 也就是呢随着这个节奏呢。来弹起你的指头，来配合它的节奏。那么 catchy 这里呢，就解释成为容易记起来的，好像这个 tone 呢可以 catch you， 所以让你一下子就记起来了。
As if on cue, both gangs thrust their left legs above their heads and spin around, kicking off a battle dance. Now, when you do something on cue, it means you do it at the right time and usually together with everyone else, because you're using a cue.A cue is something that helps you know when something should happen. It could be anything, like someone pointing at you when they want you to begin speaking. So, the idea is that this is as if someone gave them a cue, because both gangs suddenly, together, thrust their left legs above their heads. So they push their left legs up, kind of like they kick it up, and then they spin around, so they turn in one place, kicking off a battle dance.When you kick something off, it means that you start that thing, usually start something full of energy and excitement. And it's connected to the game football because the first thing that happens in a game of American football is you kick the ball. It's called the kickoff. So here, these dancing or these thrusting their legs up is kicking off this battle dance. So if you know anything about this show, what happens is...They're all getting ready to fight. The guy pulls out a comb and they start snapping their fingers. And then they start dancing. But the dance actually looks like a fight. And it's supposed to represent this actual fight going on.
对啦，其实呢，这是一个呢 musical 里面当然还包括着音乐跟舞蹈，所以这里就来叙述一下他们舞蹈的情形咯。我们来看看这里讲到的 as if on cue， cue 这个字呢当作名词解释成为提示、暗示，或者是你在演话剧的时候呢提词都可以叫做 on cue， 所以 on cue 就是好像是大家已经说好的了。这个 both games 两派呢 thrust their left legs above their heads. Thrust 在这里呢解释成为猛推的意思，那其实啊我们就来想象一下，把你的左脚举高到对方的头上 and spin around， 然后转一个圈，好像在跳芭蕾舞一样的旋转，然后同时呢就 kicking off a battle dance. Kick off 呢原来解释成为像是足球比赛的开球或者是会议的开始呢都可以叫做 kick off， 但是另外一个片语如果我们说 kick someone out就是开除某人，请注意哦，这里用的介系词不一样，所以一场这种呢有战争意味的这个舞蹈也就这么的开始了。
Well, the Broadway musical West Side Story is a classic romantic tragedy, an adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet for a more contemporary audience. So we're moving into the second paragraph, and we'll switch from talking about the story.To now actually talking about our idea, the idea of West Side Story. It's a musical, and that's a play that's done with music and singing. It comes from Broadway, and there's that famous street in New York that's very famous for its plays and art. Now, this one is called West Side Story, and it's a classic romantic tragedy. A tragedy is a sad story. So we're saying that this is a classic story about love, but about something sad that happens.It's also an adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. An adaptation is when you change a story slightly or change a thing slightly to fit a different audience or fit the people that you want to see this thing now. We had Shakespeare's old story of Romeo and Juliet. They changed the story to bring it into today, bring it into New York City, as we'll find out. That's why we say it's for a more contemporary audience. Contemporary basically means...in the present, these days. So we're saying again that West Side Story is like Romeo and Juliet, only changed and brought up to date for today's audience.
对了，所以这里提到的呢，就是把 West Side Story 拿来跟 Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet 来做一个比较。那么所谓的西城故事呢，是百老汇的一个音乐剧 musical， is a classic romantic tragedy。Classic 在这里解释成为非常经典的浪漫的悲剧，当然咯 tragedy 指的就是悲剧。An adaptation， 我们来看看 adaptation 这个字，首先来看看咯它的动词 adapt， 它可以解释成为改编。那如果我们说了这个电影是从真实的故事改编而来，我们就可以说了 The movie is adapted from a true story。 那另外呢 adapt 还有另外一个意思，解释成为改造或者是适应，譬如说我们要适应环境，我们就可以说了 adapt oneself to the environment。 那另外一个非常类似的字呢，叫做 adopt， A-D-O-P-T， 则是有收养、领养或者采用、采纳的意思。所以这里回到我们的主题 adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet， 它其实啊就是改编了莎士比亚的罗密欧跟朱丽叶，只不过呢把它换成是一个 a moreContemporary audience， 是比较现代当代的一个观众为收听的对象。好，那我们先休息一下，等一下再回来看看后面的剧情咯。
Welcome back to English Digest. This is Bill. Tina and I are talking today about West Side Story. The title of our article is West Side Story, Still Dancing After 5 Decades. And that's kind of exactly what we're talking about, how this musical is still well known, even though it's around 50 years old.
对啊，所以呢标题就讲到了在50年之后 5 decades， 我们仍然可以看到这个 West Side Story 继续在上演着。那后面到底呢它跟这个 Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet 有什么不一样，我们就继续来看看。
Okay, well we learned that the setting of this musical is post-World War II New York City rather than 17th century Italy. When you use the word post like thispost and then maybe some time or event, you're talking about when something happened. So here it's after World War II, because post means after. So it's in New York City, it's after World War II, and then we say rather than 17th century Italy, because remember, the original story here was Romeo and Juliet. So rather than means instead of. Romeo and Juliet was set in 17th century Italy, but our story in West Side Story,comes from post-World War II New York City.
所以细说从前这里的 setting 指的就是 West Side Story， 它的场景的设置呢就是在二次世界大战之后的纽约市。那么这里用的是 post， post 则是有呢在什么之后，你也可以把它变成 after 这个字， rather than， 而不是所谓在17世纪的意大利。
Now again, we continue talking about the differences between West Side Story and Romeo and Juliet. Instead of the Montagues and the Capulets, the feud is between the American-born Jets and a Puerto Rican gang known as the Sharks. The two families that were always fighting in Romeo and Juliet were the Montagues and Capulets. They were supposed to be two famous and very wealthy families in Italy, in the city of Verona, actually. Here, we're in the city of New York,And the two families aren't really families, they're gangs. The feud that they have, the fight they have between themselves that has a long history, it's between these two gangs. The American-born Jets, so it's a gang named the Jets and they were all born in America, and the Puerto Rican gang known as the Sharks. Puerto Rico is a small island, but this island is connected to America, and so many people would go from Puerto Rico to America, especially at this time.And they tried to make a life in New York City. One of the ways they were able to help each other was by forming these gangs, like the Sharks.
所以呢，继续介绍这个故事的背景。Instead of the Montagues and the Capulets, 这两个呢家族，也就是在 Romeo and Juliet, 他们分别隶属着两个有钱的家族。那今天所介绍的呢 ，the feud, 今天所介绍这些世仇啊，长期以来的呢这个竞争的对象 is between the American-born Jets, 就是在美国 土生土长的这个帮派 Jets 跟另外一个从波多黎克来的帮派 Known As 就是据大家所称的咯名字就叫做 The Sharks 这两个帮派之间的竞争
Okay, so what is the story?Well, Tony is a member of the Jets, while Maria is the sister of a shark. So again, member of a group, you're part of that group. Tony is a Jet. He's in that gang. Maria isn't one of the sharks, because actually the gangs here were always only men. She's the sister of one of the members of the sharks.
要提醒同学的是这里的连接词 while 解释成为然而那当我们在叙述前面的句子跟后面的句子有很大的差异性的时候就可以用 while 所以前面讲到 Tony 是属于 Jets 这个帮派然而啊很不幸的 Maria 却属于另外一个帮派里面的妹妹
Okay, we know who, we know where, we know when but we don't know what, that's what we're going to learn nowOne night in a dance hall, their eyes meet and their souls melt into one. Remember, we did say it's a classic romantic tragedy, a love story. One night, Tony and Maria are at this dance hall, and this is just a building where you can go and dance on the weekends. They do some music for kids from the city to come and dance. And their eyes meet. When your eyes meet, it means that you see someone, they see you, and you look into each other's eyes.It's a very strong feeling of emotion when you do that. And because their eyes meet, and it's a love story, their souls melt into one. When two things melt together, or one melts into the other, it means that they kind of become one. It's like ice melting into water. If you have two pieces of ice, and you put both into a cup of water and let it sit out, the ice will melt not into two puddles of water, but one big thing of water. So here, it's like their souls...The essence of who they are, their hearts became one.
Okay, so romantic, right? 这里就讲到了，在有一天呢，在这个舞厅呢 ，their eyes meet and their souls melt into one. 心灵呢就这么的天雷勾动地火，融为一体了，灵魂就好像是一体一般的。
Unfortunately, continued bloodshed between the gangs prevents them from being together. So this is a bad thing because.We have continued bloodshed. That means actual people fighting and cutting each other. Usually it means killing, too. So the gangs are still fighting and killing each other, and that stops Tony and Maria from being together.When you prevent someone from doing something, you stop them from doing that thing.
没错 ,unfortunately, 很不幸的这个持续在这两个帮派之间的流血冲突事件我们用的就是 bloodshed 这个字。其实呢我们可以看一下当我们说流血的时候呢就可以用动词啦 shed blood, 或者是流眼泪也可以叫做 shed tears。所以这两个帮派之间的杀戮呢也就 prevents them from being together, 就阻止只妨碍到他们相处了。
At the end, believing Maria to be dead, Tony roams the streets and shouts for the sharks to come out. And this is the saddest part in the movie and also the play because it's at the end of the play and Tony believes Maria to be dead. He thinks she's dead. So he's roaming the streets. When you roam, you're walking around, but you don't have any real place you want to go. You're just kind of wandering, usually in an area that you know.So he's walking around the streets and he's shouting. He wants the sharks to come out. And if you see the play, what he's actually doing is telling them to come and kill him because he doesn't want to be alive without Maria.
所以 at the end, 到了这个故事的最后呢 believing 的主词就在后面的 Tony。Tony 他相信他以为呢 Maria 已经死掉了所以他就在街上像游魂一样的呢逛来逛去。我们用的动词就是 roam 这个字 and shouts for the sharks to come out。当然咯心中带的呢是愤恨不平的心态想要呢再度的解决这些的流血冲突事件。
Now, lo and behold, who does he see but Maria? She is alive! This lo and behold is an interesting old phrase. You really don't see it that often in English anymore. But it really means, wow, what happens here? What does he have next in front of him? In fact, the word behold means watch or look or be aware. I'm going to show you something interesting. So that's why it says, who does he see but Maria? He thought she was dead.
OK, 所以这里刚刚 Bill 老师提到这个 lo and behold 其实啊已经不常用了。那如果真要翻的话，你就可以说真怪啊，或诶你看你瞧这样子。behold 呢则是有一个叫你注意小心。那他到底看到了谁呢？那不就是 Maria 吗？这里 but 的用法非常特别，请同学呢可以稍微注意一下，他看到的不就是 Maria 吗？
Well, she is alive, but just as they move toward each other,Tony is shot dead. Really is a sad movie and play. Here's where the tragedy comes out. Because he thought she was dead, but she's alive. Maybe they can be in love, but just as or right at the same moment that this happens, that they begin to move toward each other, somebody shoots and kills Tony.
没错，就跟我们在这个 Romeo and Juliet 看到的，就在他们要结合呢，可以再度见面的时候呢， As they move toward each other, Tony is shot dead. 很不幸的悲剧就这么发生了，就被枪击而死亡了。
Now Maria is heartbroken and furious, and she blames the two gangs equally for her loss. Furious means very, very angry.And heartbroken, of course, means that your heart feels like it has broken because you are so sad. When you blame someone, you basically are saying they are the reason something happened. It's their fault. So she's saying both gangs are at fault, that she's sad and Tony's dead, what it doesn't say in our story, but also that her brother is dead and Tony's best friend is dead.All these people are dead, and she says it all comes from your hatred when all we wanted to do was love each other.
Oh, 所以刚刚 Bill 老师就告诉我们这个故事啊，其实还没有提到的呢，就是 Maria 的呢，她的哥哥也死亡，然后还有很多之中的好朋友也都死亡了。所以这里就用两个形容词 heartbroken 跟 furious 来修饰 Maria 她的心态。她就责怪 blames the two gangs equally for her loss。那不管是自己所属的帮派或者是对方呢，那么她都觉得。都要承担这些的责难。
Okay, and at the end, both sides, at least temporarily, cast aside their differences. When you cast something aside, you throw it aside. This word cast is used to talk about throwing something far away from you with a quick motion. So aside, of course, means you throw it to the side. Now, we say they do this at least temporarily, though. The word at least means at the minimum, but it can also mean that we want to make sure you know this isn't permanent. It's only going to happen for a short time. And we're thinking that, you know, it may not be a true feeling that they cast aside their differences, but they did do it for a short amount of time here.
所以这里最后一句要注意的片语就是 cast aside， 也因为这样流血冲突的事件最少呢，至少在暂时的时候，他们可以把这些旗舰放在一边， cast aside 也就是把什么丢在一旁咯。好，我们先呢到这里暂停，然后到明天我们再回来看看关于 West Side Story 还有什么东西可以说的呢。 That's it for today. I'm Tina.
And I'm Bill.
Goodbye.